All right, a bit of breaking political news here this morning. Freshman Congresswoman Katie Hill resigns amid an ethics investigation over inappropriate relationships with at least one staffer, maybe more. In a letter posted on Twitter, the Southern California Democrat said her resignation is due to an abusive estranged husband and hateful political operatives. Well, it might have to do with something to do with naked pictures of you and your staffers. There is that possibility. But hey, who am I? Joining me, Tracy Beans, editor-in-chief, Undercover DC. You can find out more at UndercoverDC.com. Tracy, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. Uncover DC. It's easy to do. It's Monday. It's fine. Yeah.
UncoverDC.com. There you go. Anyhow, so we've got all of these things going on, and I'm looking at all of these ties between McCabe to Loretta Lynch, the New York Field, and all of these things of intrigue, because while the media is focused solely on impeachment and a phone call between the president of the United States and the president of Ukraine, there are a lot of things happening and a lot of things being revealed that seem to give a lot of credence to the president saying he was spied on, his campaign was targeted and attacked by the previous administration. Tell me what you know.
Oh, gosh, we could go for hours. There's a lot of evidence, actually, that the president was 100% correct, whether it's coming from Devin Nunes or other congressmen on the Hill, or even from, you know, reports that we've gotten thus far from the inspector general. Throughout the investigation he's been doing, there have been a number of summary reports that have come out for other things that he's kind of found on his way that lend credence to an out-of-control FBI that was really just operating completely outside of their manual, especially at the upper levels. So he's absolutely correct.
And now John Durham is targeting John Brennan, James Clapper, and others for interviews that they say they're not going to give, by the way. But we know Durham now has a criminal investigation, and the power behind him is that he can impanel a grand jury, he can issue subpoenas. I don't think John Brennan and James Clapper get a chance to say no, do they?
No, and, you know, it's funny because we've heard from them for years now. If there's nothing to hide, don't worry about it, right? Transparency, transparency, transparency. So if they've got nothing to hide, they should have no problem sitting down with the U.S. attorney from Connecticut and having a conversation. I wanted to bring to your attention, though, you know, Durham was mentioned way earlier than what the legacy media has reported. In a hearing in October of 2018, James Baker's attorney mentioned Durham to Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows before a House committee and said that David Korn was being criminally investigated for the leaks to Mother, or for the leaks that he printed from Christopher Steele to Mother Jones. So this has been ongoing since at least October of 2018 in some capacity with Durham. So he's not just new to this rodeo all of a sudden a few months ago.
How concerned do you think the Democrats should be that John Durham, who has, well, he has quite a reputation, to say the least, of being a bulldog, of being a guy who is no nonsense, gets to the point, gets to the bottom of things. I mean, if you've got this guy, if this is the hound dog on your trail, things could be a bit problematic, don't you think?
Absolutely. And even the New York Times, when they came out last week and reported that this investigation had shifted to a criminal investigation, had nothing bad to say about Durham. As a matter of fact, they said that Durham may be the only thing that is, you know, shifting perspective on this from it being a political witch hunt, which is a line we knew they'd take as soon as all of this started becoming public, to an actual investigation. And again, you know, if nothing happened here, James Comey did a talk over the weekend where he said, "I'm not worried about anything." Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad he's not worried about anything. That means he'll be very forthright if he's questioned.
Ignorance is bliss. And here's, you know, as you look at this, as it spreads out, and John Durham is going to dig to the bottom of this, and I agree with your point. If you have nothing to hide, then step up. Those are the lines that they use. Let's use your words and enforce the subpoenas that are coming. And if it goes back to October 2018, possibly before, that could mean that Durham has all sorts of information already that we are not aware of quite yet.
That's absolutely true. Good investigations don't leak out to the media. You know, throughout the Mueller investigation, all we saw was drips and leaks, most of them untrue, about what Mueller was doing. Good investigations that have a predicate that are being run correctly do not leak. And, you know, it's interesting that this stuff is coming out now, and I wonder where those leaks are coming from, if they're coming from the good guys or the bad guys.
Well, there's clearly an effort to discredit Durham and William Barr and anybody involved here. I mean, the Democrats who have, you know, screamed foul anytime James Comey was questionable or any of the other people were questionable. Oh, you can't. These are unimpeachable people. Well, wait a second. Now you're trying to undercut and undermine Durham and Barr and others. Are they not?
They are. And it's funny because, you know, everybody can investigate the president for things he never did and for things he never said and for false accusations and emoluments and everything else. But the second the spotlight is turned in the other direction, it's a political witch hunt. And a lot of people have been, you know, there's been rumblings about Hillary Clinton joining the field. And
I hope she does.
They're sort of speculating, well, maybe she's going to use that excuse, too, because she's kind of tied up in all this as well.
Well, I'm rooting for her to join, by the way. Tracy Beans, her editor-in-chief, UndercoverDC.com, the place to find out more. She also is the host of Dark to Light, the podcast. We know that part of the report is done from the IG, Michael Horowitz, who they've also tried to impugn his integrity, which is unfair because Horowitz also considered by people inside the Beltway to be a very straight shooter. Where do you think this report drops? I mean, we're told it's done. It could happen today, tomorrow, any day, right?
Yeah, they put out a letter on, I think it was Thursday of last week, where they said that, you know, the DOJ is almost finished doing whatever redactions and classifications they need to do to protect information. And then he needs to do another review, which he expects will only take a short time. And then they'll be able to release a mainly unredacted report. And a lot of folks are saying, well, that means that no one's, you know, gotten in trouble. And I wanted to just go back in time. I wanted to go back in time to the mid-year exam report that Horowitz did on the Hillary Clinton email investigation and just remind everyone that there was an entire book at the end that was labeled law enforcement sensitive.
Right.
So there's a way to release this information publicly without damaging ongoing investigations.
There you go. Tracy Beans, always good having you here. Editor-in-chief, UndercoverDC.com, the place to find out more. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. It's a Monday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.